Hello and thanks for listening into the week on Dalal Street. I'm Santosh Nair and with me is Anuj Singhal, Managing Editor, CNBC Awaaz, who as usual will be giving us a lowdown of all the action in the stock market during the week. Anuj, as always, a pleasure to be chatting with you on this podcast.
Santosh, always good to chat with you and looking forward to this conversation.
Well, Anuj, investors in the U.S. are rejoicing at the fact that the pace at which the U.S. Fed will now hike interest rates, that is set to slow down. Now, going forward, the Fed will hike rates in doses of 50 basis points. How would you put this in perspective? Because interest rates at the end of the day are still rising.
They are rising, Santosh, but they are now likely to rise at a much smaller pace. And look, the market's got some sense of a terminal right now. This was not the case till 2 months back. Because, you know, people were talking about all kinds of rate hikes. Some people were even going to the extent of the kind of rate hikes that we had seen in the 80s, etc. I mean, all of that, of course, was a lot of fear. But the sense you get from looking at the data in U.S., the inflation data, the PPI data, and after that, the minute, is that maybe U.S. has two more rate hikes. 150 basis points rate hike in December and another 25 basis points in January. And after that, we might be very close to terminal rate. I think that is something which is exciting the investors. That, you know, inflation as a big worry for the market perhaps has played out.
Sensex at an all-time high, but cold comfort to most investors. Anuj, can you think of times in the past where we had a similar situation like the one right now?
I think, Santosh, preceding COVID, we had that end of that 2 or 3 year mid-cap bull market. In that period, we had seen that. I think earlier in this year also, we had gone through one such rally in which only the large cap participated. Look, this happens when there are two or three factors for this. When the market starts the rally, the first part of the rally is normally reserved for the large cap. That's what's happened. Also, the mid-caps and small caps have underperformed because they normally underperform in a rising interest rate environment, which was the case till now. And if we have reached some kind of a inflection point in interest rates, maybe stocks start to outperform. And one more thing, Santosh, you know, while we tend to look at the mid-caps and small caps as an index, there are so many mid-caps and small caps which have made money hand over fist in the last 1 month. I mean, look at names like RVNL or some of the other railway stocks. You know, if you had made a basket of PSU banking stocks, you would have made a lot of money, tons of money. I think today you saw a lot of stocks. Today the advance decline was 2:1. You saw a lot of stocks doing well. Yes, mid-caps as a pocket and portfolios in general have underperformed. No doubt about it. But my sense is that that could be changing in December.
Well, you just mentioned railway stocks. Now, we discussed this last week as well. They've had a good run this week as well. Now, Anuj, what's the broad play here? Given the Indian Railways' financial position, do you think that the huge capex that the market is betting on, that will come through?
Well, it's a tough one. But what I say, Santosh, is that the market was hungry for ideas and railway stock came as a pleasant surprise. A lot of these stocks, for example, I mean, it's not a recommendation. You know, there was something like IRFCM, which we had done a case study about how this stock looked extremely cheap compared to its peers and was available below the book. And you saw a bit of a catch-up in that. You know, names like Ircon, RVNL, all of them have their own sort of own play, their own niche. But yes, I think the big call which has been taken is their own valuation and the fact that the railway is going to do a lot of capex. And normally, ahead of budget, you do see a lot of rally in you know, stocks which are dependent on the government action on capex and railway stocks in general anyway tend to do well. Nowadays, you know that the railway budget has emerged in the budget. So, I mean, that is clearly another reason of this rally.
Now, PSU banks too had a good run this week. Is it time to be taking some profits off the table?
Yes, yes, obviously. Santosh, so, see, you know, selectively, I would say that you can take some profit. But as a basket, I think it's too early to say that, you know, you should book profit across the board because I think there are still a lot of stocks which will do quite well. So if you are, look, one way to play momentum investing, Santosh, is to just keep trading your stocks because, look, you never know where and when this rally is going to top out. What you don't want to do is, I mean, this question you could have asked me last week as well, and my answer would have been that yes, it's now looking, you know, a bit too strong. But it's a market in which the momentum approach keep trailing your stop loss by say 5% every time you are making additional 5%.
And a good comeback also, Anuj, by HDFC Bank this month. Does that mean that the concerns over the impending merger with HDFC have finally been put to rest? What's your take there?
I think a lot of factors. It's coming off 3 years of underperformance and 2 years. And I think one big overhang was taken out when MSCI sort of changed its rules to allow for inclusion of stocks which are which otherwise would have been deleted because of the mergers and acquisitions. So I think that really helped. And the fact that compared to its own median valuation, the stock was trading cheaper, I think that also had a play. So that's what I would say on HDFC Bank and HDFC.
Now, IT has been a surprise outperformer this week, more so at a time when there's a strong probability of the U.S. slipping into recession. Anuj, you've been bearish on the sector for a while now. It's still an underperformer for 2022. But after the rally seen over the last week or so, do you see any signs of the trend reversing?
For starting from this, while I was bearish, you will remember our last Friday's conversation. In fact, I did an editor's roundtable last Friday in which I had made this point that IT has bottomed out. And in that sense, this big rally for me was not surprising because actually I am now expecting a big IT rally because I'll tell you the reason for that. The reason for that is twofold on IT. We might be sitting a bit of a Goldilocks scenario. If interest rates peak out, then that has direct bearing on the valuation. And valuation for a lot of these companies have already corrected quite a bit. But the fear that they will correct more and more from here, maybe now getting arrested. The other is on this on the ETL itself for companies. And I think that is where your question on the impending U.S. recession comes handy. If the U.S. avoids recession, that's a big if. And at the same time, interest rate cycle has peaked. I think that's a win-win for IT companies. And even if that doesn't happen, the market will play for that. So there will be, my sense is there will be a nice technical rally in the IT stock heading into December. And when the new year budget will be made for next year, considering the kind of performance that IT stock could have seen this year, so December and January could belong to IT stock.
The market overall is doing pretty well, Anuj, but you're not seeing the same kind of enthusiasm for shares of brokerage firms or, for that matter, BSE Limited or CDSL. What's your outlook on these stocks?
No, again, Santosh, these are, again, broadly get classified as the platform companies, and they had a massive rally in that ultra-zero or ultra-low interest rate environment. And all of these stocks suffered a lot when interest rates started to rise. And that's why, they have not been able to participate as much in the current bull market as they did the last time. But, you're seeing signs of some of that reversing. My sense is some of the mutual fund stocks, for example, some of the platform stocks are showing signs that they have made some kind of a bottom. And, again, if my broad call is that December and January would belong to mid-cap, I think these stocks will also participate.
Now, Global Hospitals IPO had a strong listing, and that seems to have improved the appetite overall for hospital stocks in general. Anuj, what do you see as the key triggers that can help sustain recent gains in the sector?
So I think it's a sector in which, people have made money. Hospitals make money hand over fist, of course, we all know that. And while I have a lot of angst about the quality of Indian hospitals, there can clearly be no two ways about the profitability of these companies. And they post-COVID, they've clearly sensed an opportunity that healthcare is something in which they have been able to invest a lot. They made a lot of money during COVID, so they have been able to invest a lot of that back in the business. I think the medical tourism is something which has restarted now that the COVID fears are completely out of the way. And I think the trigger was the listing of Global Hospitals, the Vedanta brand. Expensive IPO, a lot of people discuss that, but look, healthcare is a topic in which, it's all about belief and trust, and you have trust in the promoter who was running this this company, Dr. Trehan. So that's why, that led to this fresh belief in hospital stocks, and again, in line with the market, hospital stocks had also corrected, and in fact, a lot of these healthcare stocks are away of their highs, so that was another reason that you saw this move.
Now, moving on to individual stocks, Anuj, Paytm shares have taken quite a bit of a beating over the last few days, down about, 25% for the month so far. Do you think valuations have come to a point where long-term investors could maybe take a fresh look at the stock?
that is a very tough call to take. But I think my sense is that the selling in premium stocks did get overdone this week. And also because, you know, it broke the 52 weeks. So it fell 25%. It fell 25% this week. And the trigger for that was that it broke the 52 week low. But I think there was a very interesting report from Citibank on Friday where they have a buy with a target of, I think, 4 digits. My sense is that just like you saw in Zomato when it became just such a hated stock with all kinds of memes being spoken about, it gave you a nice 30-40% rally. I'm not saying Paytm will give you a nice 30-40% rally, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a nice 20% pop in the stock price. Of course, do your own due diligence and do consult your financial advisor. This is not a recommendation.
And lastly, a steep fall seen in shares of Eicher Motors and M&M. Also, these two have performed quite well over the last few months. Now, what's your view on this stock, Anuj?
This is the only thing which sort of worried me about the market, Santosh. When market-leading stock quietly correct while the market's at all-time high, that smacks of some kind of a distribution. So that's my only worry. But then, look, it could also be because Eicher and M&M in particular became very expensive stock after the kind of rally that we've seen. And some money may have shifted to the likes of Maruti and a couple of others like you saw this week. It's not as if across the board you saw a decline in auto stock. It was restricted to these two that's mentioned, Eicher Motors and M&M. So I think the jury is out on that. It does give me a bit of a worry about the overall health of the market. But at the same time, as I said, it could just be a bit of a churn at higher level.
So, Anuj, what are the things that are on your radar? What are you tracking for the week ahead?
The World Cup, obviously.
That's been the case last week as well.
Yes, some big matches lined up. But jokes aside, I think we have the RBI policy, I think, lined up. Not immediately next week, but maybe week after that. I think that's something to look forward to because that will be a big trigger for the market. I think the Federal Open House Committee, as Ed Yardney puts it, their members keep talking. I think they will give you some signs of what's happening. And keep an eye on the US bond yield solution. That is giving you the most important views. From 4.34, the 10-year down to 3.67. If you start to reach 3.5, you are in for a massive rally in the broader market. So that's something that I'll keep an eye on.
Well, thank you for sharing those insights, Anuj. As always, it was a pleasure chatting to you.
It was great chatting with you, Anuj, and have a good weekend. And to all our listeners, thanks a lot for tuning in and have a good weekend.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of The Week on Dalal Street. Hope you all enjoyed listening to it. Have a great weekend ahead.